2. Isabel. Mud, murk, dankness and blackness, and bogland and fog, so thick it entered the folds of the mind. This was Isabel's world as a child. Gradually, though, she discovered darkness was not an absence of light, but a living thing, an infinitely tangible substance to roll around in and dig into. She began to fall in love with that darkness, exploring its wells of sounds and stirs. The palace was full of dim corners where the king's unwanted daughter could play. The whole estate sits right on a cliff above the mouth of the Strait of Sorrow, whose tide pulls clouds to shore and traps them there, churning and unquenchable. This makes the air briny. It has the vague taste of sardines and the softness of moss. The floors are always slick with moisture. The walls bright, dusted with salt. Over time, Isby learned the feel of every dent in these walls. Every variety of squeak and cry from the floor formed a language. "Don't enter. Turn right. Someone was just in here." Or, "You are alone." You see, she was blinded at the age of 2, the very day of her half-sister Aurora's christening. Some people consider it a problem, or even a curse, to be forever trapped in darkness. But Isabel no longer minds the dark. Light, too, can be a curse. It can illuminate things no one should ever have to witness.